See You Broadcast. We are here for yet another month of Mortgage Monthly, brought to you by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage. Each month, we bring you the latest and greatest trends and issues and happenings in the mortgage servicing industry. And the folks at CU Members Mortgage do it finer than anybody in the industry. And we have one of the finest here right in front of us, Melissa Cruz. Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Very excited to have you here today, because today we're talking about the always timely topic of loan officer best practices. And again, Melissa, you have a loads of experience in this area, and it's really cool to have you here to kind of give us your take on things here, because you've seen it all. So, and we're happy to have you here to provide us with your expertise here. And you are the Western Regional Loan Officer Manager at CU Members Mortgage. And again, great honor to have you here. So, but before we get started talking about loan officer best practices, tell us a little bit about yourself, Melissa. Very excited to hear what you're all about.
Sure. So I've been with CU Members for 16 years. I started out here as a receptionist, and I slowly worked my way up to becoming a loan officer. So after many years of being a loan officer, I was promoted to the loan officer manager here. Mm-hmm. I've achieved President's Club status more than 10 times, which means I've surpassed my goals in helping hundreds of members reach their dream home ownership and top survey scores for member experience. So not only do I get to be a manager, but I also get to originate loans. And that is my true passion.
Right on.
Helping members buy their first, second, or forever home is really special to me. It's probably one of the most rewarding parts about the whole entire home buying experience. So it's really nice. I'm a mother of two wonderful boys who definitely keep me on my toes. So
even better.
Yes. And then, you know, before I started in this industry, I owned a little cafe. So what it taught me was customers can get bacon and eggs anywhere. So we had to be different, and we focused on service. So remembering their names when they walked in the door, remembering their order, you know, can I get your usual? You know, we made also sure that we never let a cup be empty. So that's what set us aside from, you know, the other restaurants out there. And I've just learned the importance of relationship, and I carry that with me today. CU Members is my work family, and it's truly amazing to work with such great credit unions and their staff, and of course their members.
Mm-hmm. And you know, as well as any of us in this industry, you're in the right industry when you're talking service, because that's the credit union mantra, is people helping people, but also going above and beyond the service aspect too. So, and you learned that really quite well doing it in the restaurant industry, which is really tough actually. So,
and it kind of goes with what we do today. I mean, you know, everybody wants that. So it's that relationship.
Indeed. So you started off right. And it sounds like you're doing pretty darn well right now too. So but thank you so much for sharing. So, and you guys at CU Members Mortgage definitely have some great talent over there for sure. So let's dive. So should we dive right in, Melissa?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. You've obviously had many years of working in lending and originating loans, as we just heard, and worked with hundreds of different credit unions and members and loan officers across the country over the years. So in those years of experience, what have you seen that are some of the best practices of a successful loan officer today? We want to hear what you have to say.
So, you know, in my many years of originating, I really come to sense with the three best practices being a great originator are the relationship, communication, and education.
Yep.
That's the top, those three. First and foremost, I think the relationship, you know, it's important to create that relationship with your member.
Yeah.
So that means you have to, you know, set that first and, you know, that first impression, you have to make it memorable from the first call. So it's really simple. When you have that first conversation, it shouldn't be, you know, what's your credit score or how much money you make. You know, that's used to be the day we used to do that. You know, you have a, really? You have to have a different mindset.
Oh, you know? You want to get that information a little bit down the line, right?
Yes. Yes. Get okay. personal. You have to get personal, exactly. And you have to understand their goals.
Right.
You know, with, I think with every first call, the loan officer should get to know them personally. So a good practice that I think is to take notes, you know, about the conversation, you know, do they have kids, a pet? Did they buy a new car? Maybe not good for the mortgage side of it, but you know, even went on vacation. When you write that down, And so the next time you have that conversation, one, they're shocked that you remember, and two, it's building that relationship. Yeah. And it's huge because it's most people's biggest financial, you know, transaction they're ever going to have in their lifetime.
No doubt.
So, and they want to, we need to make sure they feel 100% comfortable, you know, that they chose the right lender.
Yeah. So, which is what you learned so well in the restaurant business, right? So
yeah,
you learned that right off the bat. So yeah.
They would always come back, and that's what you want your members to always come back. So So, you know, it always starts out with trust, and that builds the relationship. And even more important, we are representing the credit union, so, and their brand. So we are a reflection of the credit union. And so our service needs to be superior. Mm-hmm. I have to share a little story. My member just closed on a loan last weekend. You know, it was a tough one, you know, a new construction. And then all of a sudden, the builder didn't want to work with her anymore.
What?
So, yeah, you know, it happens. So they put that, it was too long of a wait. So they put the home back up on the market.
Oh, no.
And the member just decided, forget it. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm just going to hold out, wait till my home was sold. And sure enough, like she did, she's like, I'll call you when I'm ready. And 2 weeks later, she got a cash offer on her home that just sold. And wanted to start looking again. So I was like, okay, well, you're going to find it when it's right. And sure enough, she found a better home. It had furniture, the pool, the view, and she was so excited. And so she closed on Friday last week and sent me a picture, you know, holding a sold sign in the front yard of her new place. And that is why I love being a loan officer. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the picture, it just does justice for me. You know, I'm actually lucky I get the opportunity to meet with her this week in person and say,
Are you kidding? Oh my God.
I have a vacation home in the same community. We didn't plan this. So I think we will end up being like friends forever.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And you're literally changing lives basically, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, really, you know, help this person really improve, enhance their life and gave them some great advice along the way as well, which I'm sure this person's very appreciative of. And they'll tell you all about it this weekend too.
I can't wait. I can't wait to say hi and give her a little hug. And, you know, I think we'll be friends forever.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right there. Oh, great, great story. Great story. All right. So back to the best practices here. Yes. So we've established the relationship, which is so, so necessary right now, especially in today's market. Oh my gosh. So what are some other best practices? You mentioned a couple of others, right?
Yes. Communication.
Okay.
It's a key. You know, setting the right expectations up front on the process of the transaction will help them guide into knowing the goods and the not so good parts about the home buying process. There are some. You know, for example, you know, making an offer on a home and it doesn't get accepted, you know, where you lose out on a cash transaction or you just get outbid. So, you know, I really recommend educating them before they start shopping. And I've done that. You know, I had a member that looked at 30 homes and she just wanted to give up. She was in tears. I'm like, I'm calming her down. I told her not to give up. You know, the right home will come your way. And, you know, I shared my own experience with her too, as well, because I looked for several homes and couldn't find one. And then it was months later, I found my dream home. So, you know, I do share, and she found hers, but I share these stories because I think our members, they need to know about the whole entire home buying process so they don't get discouraged. Right. So it's huge. And, you know, that communication from the beginning of your first call to your last, thanking them for doing business and, hey, getting the next referral, asking about family or friends that might need a, you know, might need a mortgage transaction.
Good point. Good point. And you sharing your story of kind of going through a similar experience really made it relatable that this person is not alone in this experience, which they might think they are at the time. You know, when you're in the moment, you're like, oh my gosh, this guy is
definitely falling. Or when they go look on Zillow or online and they find a property, they're like, oh, I'm going to go buy this property. And they don't realize it's already been sold or, you know, it's, you know, there's 2-3 other offers. So, you know, it's, you've got to give them some good information.
Right. Right. And they are, again, they're probably so appreciative of that. For sure. So what's number three here? What's the third best practice we're talking about?
So third best practice, it's going to be education.
Okay.
Yes. It's a must. Education is a big part of what the loan officer's job is. Mm-hmm. In a sense, we are like loan teachers. So, you know, a good loan officer will explain interest rates, you know, type of home loan products, how to qualify for a home. You know, you have to recommend when to lock an interest rate and, you know, what that means to them. So we, you know, we share what documents are needed for loan approval and all the do's and don'ts to ensure that their closing goes exactly as planned.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's so important, especially for the first time home buyer. I mean, we've all been there, and then even sometimes probably second, third, you know, it's still a daunting experience, but we can have somebody there who provides you with that information, even like a timeline, you know, as far as what to expect.
They need
during
that
the process, right?
Yep, definitely. I mean, that's huge because a lot of people, they, you know, you don't know what you're getting into. So you got to educate them along the way.
Yep. Agreed. Again, the appreciative factor is off the off the charts here. So when you brought on with all this different stuff. So what other best practices can you share with our audience today? Because I mean, I'm sure those are the top three, obviously, like you said. Mm-hmm. So what do you think makes a strong loan officer in this current housing market? Because things are a little unique right now.
They are. You know, we are in a purchase environment. So a strong loan officer would use a lead management system. And here at CU Members, we have that. So a good lead management system allows us to follow up on our lead calls, our pre-quals, refinance opportunities, and it's on a weekly and even a daily basis. So it really helps our loan officers to create calendar invites so we can manage those pipelines. And right now it's a must.
Yeah.
Have to.
Yeah, I got you. I hear you.
You know, and it's holding, you know, not only myself, but my loan officers accountable for better success in capturing those leads and adding it to our pipeline. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the consistency of following through these leads, it improves our pull-through ratios, and we need that. And I've seen it work today. So, you know, I think, again, it all falls back to the relationship and the communication with our members. And we need to never assume that they know about the finance and everything about it, you know, from, you know, even if you purchased a home or refinance in the past, the programs, guidelines and products, they're changing, and, you know, we owe them good information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every day must be an adventure for you because of all the changes that are happening. Is we're on this constant roller coaster. It seems like
definitely
the ups and downs and oh my goodness, man. But yeah, again, you guys are there providing a great service. And so they're very appreciative. So to have a tool like this that's available to keep the communication consistent. So that's so key to succeeding, right? So,
yes, it does. Okay. You know, while all of our efforts are usually focused on keeping things personal and intimate, automation makes it so I'm always one step ahead and being able to provide a very streamlined process for each member. Mm-hmm. And so it also helps me create, you know, compete against that larger institutions because I can be more prompt and responsive to each member in situation. So, you know, I had the other day was I sent an automated email went out to one of my borrowers.
Right.
And, you know, the member, I just sent the pre-qualification letter a couple weeks ago. And the best part was the automated email was sent. I was busy working on another transaction with my member. And, you know, all they wanted was, hey, I just put in an offer. I need an updated letter. And that was everything because that automated email went out. And if I had missed that opportunity, you know, I might not have gotten that deal, but we didn't. And we're closing in 18 days. So,
you know, congratulations.
It does help along the way. So
no
you
doubt.
Can be multitasking.
Well, have the technology work for you, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
In this case, it certainly worked well for
Definitely.
You. Definitely. Big time. So you won and the person won as well. So they're getting a house. They're getting a house. So how does tell me about training a little bit. How does training help develop your mortgage loan officers? Because they need a lot. I don't want to say they need a lot of training right now. But again, we're in such unique times that, you know, a little education here and there is definitely a good thing.
It goes a long way.
No doubt.
You know, it doesn't matter how long, you know, our loan officers or any loan officer has been in the business today because our industry is constantly changing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, loan officers' education is critical because it gives them knowledge, job skills, and it encourages accountability that makes them more valuable. So it's really, really important. And we have a great and amazing trainer director named Eric, and I mean, he's top notch. So he provides, you know, products, changing and existing products for us and guideline changes. So this helps improves our compliance quality and creates a team environment to feel comfortable to ask for help if you need it. So it's really great to have him. And
as you're, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and you know, so, you know, one thing that he does is a weekly email, and it's called Thursday Thoughts. And so for our loan officers in our entire company, he'll send out an email, and really it's, you know, he highlights products about, you know, borrowers qualifying for a, you know, a program with a lower credit score. Mm-hmm. He will assist with providing, you know, income calculation for us and, you know, seller's credit. So it's huge. And, you know, we also have a support line. So 24/7 for scenarios that, you know, if a loan offer might need, a loan officer might need some help, they can just, you know, check in, and it's, that's huge. So he provides us really with all the necessary tools to make all of our loan officers better.
Right on. Yeah. And so, as you're, as you're talking, I'm sorry, I interrupted again. I'm so sorry. Oh goodness.
Now, so, you know, when you invest in your employees, you know, this will make our team more successful and develop, you know, a personal growth. And as a manager today, I expect the same for my loan officers, and they do it, you know, with managing their pipelines and marketing themselves and taking complete loan applications. And that relationship and communication, it's huge. And, you know, here at CU Members, you know, making a difference is what we do.
No doubt. And I apologize for all the interruptions. Oh my God. So rude. But as you're talking though, I'm thinking about the word resource. And not only is the loan officer, somebody to help you get into your house and all that type of stuff, but also a prime resource for all the information that surrounds the transaction, right? So that's what I was thinking the whole time you're talking.
Yeah. Well, it's so helpful because every file is different. Not one application member is going to come in and it's the same. So it's different. And, you know, we have that scenario desk that helps us with that. And the loan officers need it.
Right.
So it's really, really important to have a good trainer that can educate us even more so.
Yeah. It gives them peace of mind for sure.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
And it sounds like really good business as well. So lots of great insight today, Melissa. Oh my God, I feel like we just started 30 seconds ago, but gosh, you have given us plenty of takeaways for sure. Is there, before we take off here, is there anything else that you would like to share with us?
Well, you know, I think everyone is experiencing a slow market these days with the rates going up, unfortunately, but the overhead expenses are still the same, which means everyone is looking for a way to cut spending, but yet build production. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we are still in a purchase environment and people are still buying homes. So yes, people are still buying homes.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a great team here at CU Members. And if we can assist you with whatever your needs are, feel free to give me a call if you have any questions.
We'll do. Yeah, we'll put all the links and stuff in the show notes. And speaking of people are still buying houses. I mean, we had 4 houses just in our immediate neighborhood that sold over the summer. So, and there's 2 more that just went up for sale. So the process is still working.
Same in our area. Yeah. You know, there's still people still want to buy. It's, you know, again, it's just a rate, you know, what is their payment? You know, what do they really are looking for? And that's that relationship and that communication and the education. You have to put that all into one. And what do you want your payment to be? So they aren't going to really set themselves on that rate portion of it. They're going to be like, okay, that payment works for me. Okay, great. Let's lock it in and move forward, you know?
That's right. So, think of it. That's a great way to think about it. It's the payment, not the rate. Because you think about back in the day, like my parents or maybe your parents, they were paying what, 11% or something? Or
I've heard it's been 11, 12, 13, 14%, but, you know.
Put it all in perspective.
You know, at the end of the day, you really want to make sure what the members want. So knowing that they want this payment at this amount, that's what we're going to give you. And they aren't going to look at the rate. They're not going to care.
Yep, exactly. All right, Melissa, thank you so much today for this information. Fantastic. Tons of great takeaways.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Great stories too. Oh my gosh, the stories really illustrate what we're talking about here. This real life type stuff is awesome. You can't get any better than that. So thank you again. Appreciate it.
Yes,
and everybody out there, thank you for joining us live. And can't thank you guys enough for taking time out of your day to check out what CU Members Mortgage has to offer and Melissa's expertise that she's sharing along with her great stories. And again, we will see you guys in another month with another great topic of what's going on in the mortgage lending space. It's always changing. So stay tuned. We'll see you in 30 days. Thanks again for watching.